Okay, that brings us to agenda item six, discussion and possible action on request from the city of Georgetown to approve the submittal of a minor amendment to the 2021 Brazos G Regional Water Plan 6.1. Report on amendment request and process from the technical consultant, Tony Smith.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
All right, 6.1. So just as a brief refresher on where we were when we met in the last meeting, first start with what the guidance is to the Regional Water Planning Group on an amendment. Planning group may initiate an amendment on its own, or an entity planned for in the regional water planning process may request an amendment. In order for projects to be eligible for SWIFT funding, the State Water Implementation Fund, projects must be recommended in the most recent regional and state water plans, and all project components must have an associated capital cost. If a project sponsor seeks funding from the board for a water supply project or projects, or water rights permit from the TCEQ, the proposed project must be found to be consistent with the approved regional water plan and the state water plan, both. If the proposed project is not consistent with the approved regional and state water plan, and the sponsor cannot wait to incorporate the proposed project into the next adopted regional water plan, the existing regional water plan may be amended. Or a waiver of statutory requirements regarding consistency with such plans must be obtained from the board and or TCEQ. All of this guidance is of relevance as we got into in the last meeting on August 1st. It's all driven by general principles that are out of the administrative code, specifically 357.51. The planning group must formally consider an amendment request within 180 days of its submittal. The planning group, at its discretion, may accept or reject a proposed amendment request. If you reject it, the political subdivision can file a petition with the Water Development Board's executive administrator, the new one. If it accepts it, then the planning group takes action to proceed with the amendment and must follow an amendment process in accordance with whether the amendment is one of three types. Three. Substitution of alternative strategy, a minor amendment, or a major amendment. Any proposed amendment must meet rules and guidelines for the development of a regional water plan, just like when we're developing this 26 plan or the previous one. And this doesn't apply for either of the ones talked about today, but if the source is located in a different region, the planning group must submit a copy to the other regional water planning group with concurrency there with the other planning group. In our August 1st meeting, we heard a request from the city of Georgetown for an amendment to the 21 plan. That was for the addition of the Georgetown Regional Groundwater Supply System Water Management Strategy and Project for water from the Carrizo-Wilcox Aquifer in Robertson County. Permitted by the, at the time, it was indicated by the city of Georgetown that it was permitted by the Brazos Valley GCD. They had indicated that they'd obtained the legal contracts for the permitted supply through a series of entities. Upwell Farms contracted with EPCOR, contracted with City of Georgetown. That was what was reported at that time. The Regional Water Planning Group then took action on August 1st to pursue the amendment process. And we made it clear then that it wasn't the approval of the amendment. This was to pursue the process. And the next step in the process was to approve the technical consultant to prepare the draft amendment materials in accordance with the board's rules and guidelines and submit a request for what's called a minor amendment determination from the Water Development Board and then work with the staff on that proposed amendment. And so we pulled together that information, that minor amendment request, and we then looked at, all right, what are the steps of the process? Going through submitting the minor amendment request to the Water Development Board, the board then reviews that request and issues a determination on whether the amendment is a minor or a major one, provides that back to the regional planning group, and then where we are today is if it's determined to be a minor amendment, which the board did, the planning group considers adopting the amendment at a public meeting with an opportunity for public input. The meeting requires 14-day notice, which was done, a 14-day written comment period prior to the meeting, which was done, and consideration of comments prior to the planning group's action. Then, depending on the planning group's action, if it is recommended, then the planning group would submit the final adopted minor amendment materials to the Water Development Board for approval. And then the board would review the adopted minor amendment, and if acceptable, the board would consider approval of the regional water plan at a regular board meeting, and then the board would amend the state water plan. So that's a couple of steps that take time there. Where we're at today is consideration where the planning group is at is the consideration of the making a minor amendment to the 21 plan at Georgetown's request. And then there we would submit all those materials to the state, and it would take time for the state to review and approve the amendment, and then take time for the state to amend the state water plan. In that minor amendment determination, the Water Development Board indicated that the strategy and strategy project, they constitute a minor amendment. If it's adopted by the planning group, we must submit the documentation of the planning group action. So we would note it here today in a cover letter. We'd also include the final version of the plan amendment, which was all the draft materials we presented before, plus some additional information. The additional information would be a copy of the updated state water planning database back in for the 21 plan that was called DB22. And we've gotten those outputs from the Water Development Board as part of their review. A copy of the Water Development Board's written comments and the region's response documenting the comments have been addressed, which I'll walk through here in a second. And then a summary of any public comments received on the proposed amendment and the region's response to the public comments. We'll walk through those in a second. The Water Development Board, in its minor amendment review, also noted in their letter that a minor amendment assessment under 31 Texas Administrative Code 357.51C, those assessments are not affected by alternative projects that may be included in a regional water plan. Alternative projects in regional water plans are not considered when evaluating potential overallocation of water sources in the regional or state water plans, and that alternative projects in the regional water plans are not part of the state water plan. Those were of direct relevance for some of the comments that were received from the city of Bryan that were discussed in the last meeting. Our submittal that we've pulled together, I'm still calling it draft at this point until the regional water planning group takes action, but it's in your agenda packet. It includes a cover letter that cites the minor determination request by the Water Development Board. It includes the date of the adoption today, if such an adoption is made. It includes those materials that I'm going through. And I'm going to briefly hit upon our responses to the comments. Most of the board's comments had to do with updates to various components of the information within the plan itself where the changes would be. And we made revisions based on the Water Development Board's comments, tweaking a table that we summarized where the strategy and that it begins in 2030. So we're being very clear, it's not touching 2020 numbers. Those couldn't be implemented. Clarifying if any revisions were necessary in the appendices. We revised Table 2, adding Georgetown as a list of beneficiaries for the Carrizo-Wilcox aquifer development. The financial cost calculations, we updated those to use the default standard numbers that the Water Development Board required for the purposes of the 21 plan. And we did that in a couple of different spots. We also included basically a citation of the Water Development Board's comments in response to the City of Bryan's comments. City of Bryan's focus generally, and I'm paraphrasing here, but discussed the allocation of the water and that the water was allocated through a alternative strategy. And we quote the comments from the Texas Water Development Board that says that minor amendment assessments under 351.51C, those I just read to you, we cite those as our rationale for why it's not an overallocation. And for those reasons, no changes were made to the proposed amendment. So as part of the submittal, Before the Regional Water Planning Group takes any action, the planning group itself has the opportunity to provide comments to any public comments received. These can be added to the adopted amendment materials. So you have in front of you what was received from the City of Bryan. And at this point, I wanted to open up the floor for the planning group to offer any considerations that you might have have any discussion on that before moving forward with an action.
Any comments for Tony? While we're waiting for comments, I need to make a note for the record for the minutes. Kendall Borg, alternate for Lisa Tire, joined the meeting at 10:12 a.m. Now back to anything for Tony. Okay, yes.
Just a couple of questions. Tony, you addressed one of them, I think, in the comments about over-allocation and that not being a factor, in essence, in the process. But there were two other comments, I think, raised by the City of Bryan a valid permit to transport groundwater, and is that a requirement for a minor amendment, that a valid transport a permit to transport is required?
So when we were evaluating water management strategies, when we look at existing supplies, one of the questions that we're obligated to ask through the rules and the guidelines is, do they have the legal capability to access the water? Do they have the physical capability through infrastructure to access the water? That's when we're looking at existing supplies. When we look at strategies, we ask the question of where they are in the process. So it is not a requirement that you have a permit for supply. It is merely something that we try and find out to determine where along are they on the process. Because as you remember, we did that feasibility exercise this go around earlier this year. That is exactly why we asked those questions, is to find out, has there been anything done or not?
And the second question also related, that you mentioned feasibility. There was also a comment that the strategy is not currently feasible. And so that's my second question, is feasibility required for the minor amendment?
Feasibility is required for a minor amendment, just like it is with every strategy that we assess the feasibility of a project. And I would note that in the last meeting, during the time we had the meeting, we had not received the cost amounts yet at the time of the meeting. But the planner decided that we still had sufficient information to go forward with it, with making the request to the Water Development Board to make an assessment of if it's a minor amendment or not. And we received the cost information the next day, from the City of Georgetown. And we included that in the draft submittal to the Water Development Board.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Tony,
Jim Briggs.
Tony, quick question. Never mind,
Alan Gardenhire.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Alan.
I'm sorry. Does agenda item 7 and what we decide on agenda item 7 affect anything we're going to decide on agenda item 6?
Yes. So,
do we need to take agenda item 7 up before agenda item 6?
That's up for discussion.
Why is everybody looking up here?
When you get the big guy on leader.
We don't have to. Unless y'all want to.
But they're interrelated.
Yeah.
Both of these agenda items, have a relationship, or whatever decided on one affects the other and vice versa.
Possibly. But it's up to this group what y'all want to do.
I'm looking at item number 6 as a mature item that has all the pieces that's ready to move forward. Correct?
Correct.
Is item 7 in the same, is it mature? Is everything ready to go? Do we have all the puzzle pieces that we need to answer the question for agenda item 7? Yes or no?
No.
We've already started agenda item six. If y'all want to take up seven before we finish six, somebody will have to make a motion to set it aside. And that will take us a second and a vote. And then when we get through with agenda item seven, we'll have to have somebody to make a motion to bring agenda item six back. And that will take a second and another vote.
Can I see the resolution on this agenda item?
Sure, at 6.2.
I'm sorry, were there other questions?
Jim had one, I'm sorry.
On the feasibility of this that's presented by Georgetown, we made feasibility determinations, and I think we determined that this was a feasible strategy.
Yes.
So the board's already determined that this particular project was a feasible strategy.
We made that determination. The board then assesses.
Not that board.
Oh.
The water planning group.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay. So the water planning group had made that feasible determination.
Okay.
I guess my question is on fairness and considering this, and you've got that option on seven, what's fair to consider from our group?
So we had a request to look at the resolution, which is 6.2, which is part of 6. Why don't you read it, Tony?
Now this is the suggested action.
Suggested,
the technical
correct.
Consultant. So again, you guys can take of it and make of it what you will. But the Brazos G Regional Water Planning Group adopts the proposed minor amendment to the 2021 Brazos G Regional Water Plan, consistent with the information discussed in this meeting, and approves the technical consultant to submit the required adopted minor amendment materials to the Water Development Board, including approved responses from the Brazos G Regional Water Planning Group to public comments received.
That is the suggested action.
So moved.
Second that.
I have a motion by David Collinsworth for what Tony just read, and I have a second from Dirk Aaron. Let me write this down. Any discussion on that motion? If there's not any discussion, we'll try it the first time by voice vote. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, no. It passes. There were no dissents. Okay.